Well, Beijing has lashed back at Australia after the Prime Minister confirmed he's joining the US in a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics. China's embassy says it's political posturing that runs counter to Australia's expectations that relations between the countries would improve. Scott Morrison says the decision not to send officials to the Games is in the national interest and he won't be taking a step back. And as David Lipson explains, it's more bad news for some exporters who've been frozen out of the lucrative Chinese market.
When China banned lobsters from Australia in November last year over Canberra's spat with Beijing, 98% of the export market disappeared in an instant.
It was a big jolt. Suddenly there was no live lobster market to go to and we sort of everyone closed down. I mean, the fishermen stopped fishing.
Andrew Ferguson was one of the big exporters of Southern Rock lobsters, with three factories, 70 staff and a handful of fishing boats. He says despite some success in diversifying trade and focusing on local sales, his industry has contracted by 50%.
You know, there's just no market there for live lobsters anymore. You've got all these communities along these fishing towns that rely on the income coming in. You know, that's all been affected. You know, the fuel companies, the pubs, you know, everything you think about in a country town is, and fishing towns are supported by the fishermen.
Australia's diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics is yet another blow.
It's not great news. If you ask most fishermen, they would all be hoping that there was a reset. I mean, because it's to severely hurt their income.
The Prime Minister said the move to follow the US and not send government officials to support Australian athletes at the Games comes amid concerns about ongoing human rights abuses regarding the Uyghur population and failed attempts by Australia to raise the matter due to the ongoing diplomatic freeze.
I very much separate the issues of sport and these other political issues. They're issues between two governments. And I would like to see those issues resolved, but they are not resolved. Australia will not step back from the strong position we've had standing up for Australia's interests.
Labor supports the move, and the Australian Olympic Committee says it'll be inconsequential for the athletes. Here's CEO Matt Carroll.
I've had a meeting with the Chinese Consul General here in Sydney, and it's gone very well. They've offered their support for us. In fact, we'll be having a one month to go celebration here in Sydney with them. They're very supportive. Anything we can do for the athletes in terms of visas and things of that nature, so it's been good.
But Beijing is taking the move seriously, releasing a statement from its embassy in Canberra.
The Australian side's statement that it will not send officials to the Beijing Winter Olympics runs counter to its publicly pronounced expectation to improve China-Australia relations.
Professor Caitlin Byrne is the director of the Griffith Asia Institute.
I think in the world of diplomacy, it is an important signal, and I think certainly in the way that Australia sees its interests in the region, is considering the kinds of issues and challenges in the region, including issues of human rights. It is important for Australia to be able to make that kind of statement. It's a statement that reflects on who we are.
She points out Australia has gone further than New Zealand, which blamed COVID restrictions for its decision not to send officials.
Will it achieve any significant outcome? Possibly not. And in fact, it does bring risks as well.
Will China retaliate?
Well, I think China has already said in response to the United States' statement of the diplomatic boycott and in response to Australia that there will be countermeasures, and we are likely to see some kind of response. It's not clear what that will be.
On the possibility of countermeasures, the Prime Minister said this.
Well, I think that would be completely and utterly unacceptable, and there'd be no grounds for that whatsoever.
For those caught in the middle, in the wine or lobster export game, like Andrew Ferguson, there's little option but to focus on other markets and hope for the best.
I've heard of others say, well, we'll just wait for China to come back. You know, if I thought like that, we wouldn't have a business. I've got to put it to one side in my mind and move on and think about how we're going to diversify to keep things rolling. And if it comes back, well, all good and well.
Lobster exporter Andrew Ferguson, David Lipson with that report.